Well, that's
the vegetable.
But try it very fast.
Cauliflower.
Oh, you have lots of them?
Yes, they have.
So you can give also to her.
Yeah?
Yes. And meat you have got?
Yes. Maybe it's one of the best colors. Is Professor Tuttle? But the guest was supposed to be here 1.5 hour ago. So I'll bring it down.
These are our books you have seen?
Yes, this is some of the books.
This one is very clever. Yeah. It is called Bhagavatam. There are 60 volumes. Books like this.
60 volumes?
Yes, 60. Mm-hmm. And you can see how we are doing. Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm. Transliteration.
Yeah, transliteration. And word meaning. Then translation. Then part.
I've studied the text myself.
I see you have studied. Yes. How do you like it?
Yes, I like it very much. I'm all interested in the book.
Which one you have studied?
I haven't read all of the Bhagavata Purana, but of course this 10th chapter.
10th canto.
Yes, 10th canto. The parts, other parts also.
Ah. Oh, we have begun from the first canto. Janma Adhasya Jataha. You saw him, the verse, Janma Adhasya Jataha. This is first.
This one, yeah.
Madhyasajata annayat itaratasya artesu avikya sarat pini brahma vidha adhikavai. Right there.
Do
you belong to the Chaitanya? Yes. Yes. We have translated Chaitanya Sultan
with them. Uh-huh.
Yes. This is one chapter of the sample.
Bengali script.
Yes, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is Bengali.
Yes. I read that also.
That is original Bengali?
Yes.
So you know Bengali?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I translate Hindi and Bengali and Tamil.
That's right.
So I read a lot of the Tamil Bhakti scripture.
I see.
The Alvas.
Hmm.
And the Vainas.
I see. This immediately he came, Damodaran, the ambassador.
Yes.
He came, this one.
Oh, he came from?
Yeah.
He just left now?
His ambassador, he was just prior to your coming, he was also.
That happened before you was here.
That's it.
He's coming from Malayalam.
Yes.
So you can see how we have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you recite this also, Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it a little?
Yes.
I would be very interested.
Yes. Ready? You want? You see?
If you could read some of the Bengali part, of course, in the beginning there are some.
Only one part.
But let's hear
Bengali. Yeah. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tahar Charana Sita Sei Varadhana. Do you understand Bengali?
Yes.
Or can I explain?
Oh, well, I understand.
All right. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tahar Charana Sita Sei Varadhana. पूर्वे गुरुवादि छाये तत्ते कोइला नमस्कार गुरु तत्त कही आसी एवे पाचे विचार पंच तत्त अवतीर्ण चैतन्येर संगे पंच तत्त लैया करें संकीर्तन रंगे पंच तत्त एक वस्तु नहीं किछु भेद রসাস্বাদিতে তবু বিবিধ বিভেদ পঞ্চতত্ত্বাত্মকং কৃষ্ণং ভক্তরূপ স্বরূপকং ভক্তাবতারং ভক্তাখ্যং নমামি ভক্ত সৎকৃতম্। স্বয়ং ভগবান কৃষ্ণ একালে ঈশ্বর অদ্বিতীয় নন্দাত্মজ রসিক শেখর রাসাদি বিলাসী ব্রজ লগ্নানাগর আর যত সব দেখ তাঁর পরিকর সেই কৃষ্ণ অবতীর্ণ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য সেই পরিকর গণ সঙ্গে সাবধান্য। একালে ঈশ্বর তত্ত্ব চৈতন্য ঈশ্বর ভক্ত ভাবময়ে তাঁর শুদ্ধ কলেবর কৃষ্ণ মাধুর্যে এক অদ্ভুত স্বভাব আপনা সাধিতে কৃষ্ণ করে ভক্ত ভাব ইতি ভক্ত ভাব ধরে চৈতন্য গোসাই ভক্ত স্বরূপ তাঁর নিত্যানন্দ ভাই ভক্ত অবতার তাঁর আচার্য গোসাই এই তিন তত্ত্ব সবে প্রভু করি গাই এক মহাপ্রভু আর প্রভু দুইজন দুই প্রভু সেবে ভক্ত মহাপ্রভুর চরণ। এই তিন তত্ত্ব সর্বারাধ্য করি মানি চতুর্থ দি ভক্ত তত্ত্ব আরাধক জানি শিবাধাদি যত কোটি কোটি ভক্তগণ শুদ্ধ ভক্ত তত্ত্ব মধ্যে তাসাবার গণন গদাধর পণ্ডিতাদি প্রভুর শক্তি অবতার অন্তরঙ্গ ভক্ত করি গণন যাহার যা সবা লইয়া প্রভুর নিত্য বিহার যা সবা লইয়া প্রভুর কীর্তন প্রচার যা সবা লইয়া করেন প্রেম সাধন যা সবা লইয়া দান করে প্রেম ধন সেই পঞ্চতত্ত্ব মিলি পৃথিবী আসিয়া পূর্ব প্রেম ভাণ্ডারের মুদ্রা উভারিহা পাঁচে মিলি লুটে প্রেম করে আর সাধন যত যত প্রিয় তৃষ্ণা বারে অনুক্ষণ পুনঃপন পিয়াইয়া হয় মহামত্ত নাচে কাঁদে হাসে গায় গেছে মদমত্ত পাত্রাপাত্র বিচার নাহি নাহি স্থান স্থান যেই যাহা পায় তাহা করে প্রেমদান লুটিয়া খাইয়া দিয়া ভাণ্ডার উজারে আশ্চর্য ভাণ্ডার প্রেম শতগুণ বাড়ে উছলিল প্রেমবন্যা চৌদিকে বেড়ায় স্ত্রী বৃদ্ধ বালক যুবা সবারে ডুবায় সজ্জন দুর্জন পঙ্গু জরয়ন্দগণ প্রেমবন্যায় ডুবাইল জগতের জন জগৎ ডুবিল জীবের হইল বীজ নাথ তাহা দেখি পাঁচ জনের পরম উল্লাস যত যত প্রেম বৃষ্টি করে পঞ্চজনে তত তত বারে জল ব্যাপে ত্রিভুবনে মায়াবাদী কর্মণি সকুতা কিগণ নিন্দ পাষাণ্ডিগত পড়ুয়া অধম। সেই সব মহাদক্ষ ধাইয়া পালাইল, সেই বন্যা তাসাবারে ছুঁইতে নারিল। তাহা দেখি মহাপ্রভু করেন চিন্তন, জগৎ ডুবাইতে আমি করিল যতন। কেহ কেহ এড়াইল প্রতিজ্ঞা হইল ভঙ্গ, তাসাবা ডুবাইতে পাতিব কিছু রঙ্গ। এত বলি মনে কিছু করিয়া বিচার, সন্ন্যাস আশ্রম প্রভু কইল অঙ্গীকার। চব্বিশ বৎসর ছিল গৃহস্থ আশ্রমে, পঞ্চবিংশতি বর্ষে কইল জ্যোতি ধর্মে। সন্ন্যাস করিয়া প্রভু কইলা আকর্ষণ, যতে পালাইয়া ছিল তাকিকাদি গণ। পড়ুয়া পাখণ্ডী কর্মী নিন্দকাদি যত, তারা আসি প্রভু পায় হয় অবনত। অপরাধ ক্ষমাইল ডুবিল প্রেম জালে, কেবার আইবে প্রভুর প্রেম মহাজালে। সবা নিস্তারিতে প্রভু কৃপা অবতার, সবা নিস্তারিতে করে চাতুরি অপার। তবে নিজ ভক্ত কইল যত ম্লেচ্ছয়াদি, সবে রাইল মাত্র কাশীর মায়াবাদী। বৃন্দাবন যাইতে প্রভু রহিলা কাশীতে, মায়াবাদী গণ তারে লাগিলা নিন্দিতে। সন্ন্যাসী হইয়া তারে গায়ন নাচন, না করে বেদান্ত পাঠ করে সংকীর্তন। মূর্খ সন্ন্যাসী নিজ ধর্ম নাহি জানে, ভাবুক হইয়া ফেরে ভাবুকের শনি। সব শুনিয়া প্রভু হাসে মনে মনে, উপেক্ষা করিয়া কারো না কইল সম্ভাষণী। উপেক্ষা করিয়া কইল মথুরা গমন, মথুরা দেখিয়া পুন কইল আগমন। কাশীতে লেখক সূর্য শ্রীচন্দ্রশেখর, তার ঘরে রহিলা প্রভু স্বতন্ত্র ঈশ্বর। তপন মিশ্রের ঘরে ভিক্ষা নির্বাহন, সন্ন্যাসীর সঙ্গে নাহি মানে নিমন্ত্রণ। সনাতন গোসাই আসি তাহাই মিলিলা, তার শিক্ষা লাগি প্রভু গুমাস রহিলা। তারে শিখাইল সব বৈষ্ণবের ধর্ম, ভাগবত আদি শাস্ত্রের যত গুড় মর্ম। ইতিমধ্যে চন্দ্রশেখর মিশ্র তপন, দুঃখ হইয়া প্রভু পায় কইলা নিবেদন। কতে শুনিব প্রভু তোমার নিন্দন, না পারি সহিতে ছাড়িব জীবন। তোমার নিন্দায় যত সন্ন্যাসীর গণ, শুনিতে না পার পারি তাতে হৃদয় শ্রবণ। ইহা শুনি রহে প্রভু ঈষৎ হাসিয়া, সেই কালে এক বিপ্রম ভিড়িল আসিয়া। আসি নিবেদন করে চরণে ধরিয়া, এক বস্তু মাগ দেহ প্রসন্ন হইয়া। সকল সন্ন্যাসীময়ী করিল নিমন্ত্রণ, তুমি যদি আইসপূর্ণ হয় মর মন। না যাহ সন্ন্যাসী গোষ্ঠী ইহা আমি জানি, মোর অনুগ্রহ কর নিমন্ত্রণ মানি। প্রভু হাসি নিমন্ত্রণ কইল অঙ্গীকার, সন্ন্যাসীরে কৃপা লাগি এ ভঙ্গি তাহার। সেবি প্রজানের প্রভু না জান তার ঘরে, তাহার প্রেরণায় তারে অত্যাগ্রহ করে। আর দিনে গেলা প্রভু সে বিপ্রভবনে, দেখিলেন বসিয়াছেন সন্ন্যাসীর গণে। সবা নমস্কারি গেলা পাদ প্রক্ষালনে, পাদ প্রক্ষালন করি বসিল সেই স্থানে। Transcription. Just like R Vine Gila Prabhu, Sri Prabhavane, Desilen Bhushya Chen, Sannyasi Gane. Here is translated. R Vine Gila Prabhu, Sri Vipra Bhavane. Desilena Bhushya Chen, Sannyasi Gane.
How many volumes?
This is only one chapter.
Yes.
And you know how many chapters there are? How many chapters?
17 in first part, about 20 something in second part.
Yes, about 60 altogether.
How many? Also 60.
60, 65. Or
at least 50 volumes like this. So I want to introduce in your university.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. Yes. I like myself also to acquire that.
You see how your translator has given translation, what to what meaning? You're a scholar, you can understand. So we want to introduce this literature in the university.
Yes.
Everything. You can see.
Have you translated also the Bhakti Rasamrita Singh?
Oh, yes.
All of it?
It is for a high advanced devotee. You have seen our Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Yes, just down you can see. Samadhi Skadi, Asira Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Singh.
This is the complete book.
Yeah. Complete. You can read from any portion, you'll find so nice description. Anywhere from, you can read.
Yes. But the original text is not.
Then it is a very big one. Therefore, we are doing summary study. But if time we get, we shall get the original text also.
I think this is Shatsandarbha.
Shatsandarbha?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Jiva Goswami.
Yes. But his books are very long.
What can you
do? Gopala Champu.
Gopala Champu, yes.
No, that's what I have. I have a part of that.
Then you have read many of our Vaishnava literature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also in Tamil. I'm doing also comparative studies between those in Sanskrit and Tamil. Do you know Tamil?
No.
They have also a big collection.
I don't know anything.
What? You have the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam.
Oh, yeah.
It's here, or? It's Krishna book.
Krishna. Yes.
Krishna.
I'm doing my Dikta form daily. One tape about how many pages?
No. 10 or 12 pages.
And he's editing.
Mm-hmm.
After typing, he edits. And then he's gone to the press.
Mm-hmm.
In this way, our work is going on.
Do you have the original view of the Bhagavata Purana?
Oh, yes.
Could I see it? Is it
any? Yes. This is not a big cat. We have a black man.
I was
looking at
also.
Oh, yes. Eight commentaries by different asanas. So I read all the commentaries and give my own in this way. Yes.
Why do you have these 8 commentaries? Are they found in the tradition? No?
Yes, Bilagava Sarja, Divosani, Yusanasa. Here is the original text by it is in Bengali time.
Does this one have?
Eh?
How many commentaries?
Yeah, only Siddhartha Swami.
Mm-hmm.
One commentary.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I have at Shiva's.
Shiva's?
Yes, on Shiva's. Because it's difficult to get the other commentaries.
No, they are there.
Because I've tried, but...
No. Why they are not there? Because they are not meant for ordinary reading. They are made for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is dealings of Radha and Krishna, people will misunderstand.
Yes, but it's not very close. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because,
but that's it. We have translated Praya Paya Vida. That is, Yathāvatāra Svatva of Jayadeva Goswami.
Mm-hmm.
We have translated Upadeshāmṛta of Rūpa Goswami. It is useful for general public.
And I think he was ill also, he was quite weak.
And he hears every year he's going to these trips to visit these Buddhist monasteries.
Mm-hmm. You had little attacks of Buddhism?
Yeah, like Shankaracharya, he was...
In Pakistan.
He was mentioning to me that he thought Shankaracharya's teachings were much more simpler, much more understandable, he said. Attractive, he said, than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This was...
Why did you...
I mean, I find
that
you're too abstract and...
Yes, it's right here. It is. Long now out.
Yes, it's difficult to practice, of course, for people in general also. But of course, it has also written hymns.
Yes, about
and they are, yes, and they are, of course, a bit different. So he Shankar himself, he...
That is explained in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why and Shankara prepared, he has presented his Mahabharata philosophy. Explain that. Yes.
Do you have thoughts on the
subject? Oh, yes. Read it?
No.
अनुदोष नाही तेहो आज्ञाकारी दास आल जेवी शून्य तारो भयो
आत्मदास. Hey, in the English,
Shankaracharya, who is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, is faultless because he is a servant carrying out the orders of the Lord. But those who follow his Mayavadi philosophy are doomed. They will lose all their advancement in spiritual knowledge.
This is the opinion of Chaitanya.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who hears Shankar's command and denounces the philosophy is doomed. What is the part?
Mayavadi philosophers are very proud of exhibiting their Vedanta knowledge through grammatical jugglery, but Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita certifies that they are Mayayapahitajana, bereft of real knowledge due to Maya. Maya has two potencies with which to execute her two functions, Prakshyepatrakashakti, the power to throw the living entity in the ocean of material existence, and Avaranatmikashakti, the power to cover the knowledge of the living entity. The function of the Avaranatmikashakti is explained in Bhagavad Gita by the word Maya Prahitajnana. Why the Daivi Maya, or illusory energy of Krishna, takes away the knowledge of the Mayavadi philosophers is also explained in Bhagavad Gita by the use of the words Asarang Paramashrita, which refer to a person who does not agree to the existence of the Lord. The Mayavadis who are not in agreement with the existence of the Lord can be classed in two groups, exemplified by the impersonalist Shankarites of Varanasi and the Buddhists of Saranatha. Both of them are Mayavadis, and Krishna takes away their knowledge due to their atheistic philosophies. Neither of them agree to accept the existence of a personal God. The Buddhist philosophers clearly deny both the soul and God, and although the Shankarites do not openly deny God, they say that the Absolute is nirākāra, or formless. Thus both of them are avyashuddha buddhayaha, or imperfect and unclean in their knowledge and intelligence.
Of course, in the introduction to Shankara's commentary to Bhagavad Gita, he does, it seems, if it is by him, which is the...
Yes, Krishna is the Supreme Person.
Yes, Krishna, yes. So, Shankara, it's a bit difficult because his followers, even his Mayavadi, his followers, they clearly believe in it. But what does Shankara himself mean by
Mayavadi? No, that is explained. Shankara is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. He has no power. He has simply executed the order of the Supreme Law. But the way in which he has presented the commentary, one should not hear it. That is his warning. Here is the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Two volumes.
Yeah, it's also not for sale in India. Why?
Because...
Why not in India?
In India we make members. We get more friends. Because we have our skin, a life member, they pay 1100 rupees. And whatever books we can supply. That is not in books. To the amount they pay.
Mm-hmm.
So we give our presentation and they contribute. This is the point.
Do you use any grammar in Sanskrit grammar here when you study Sanskrit?
Sanskrit grammar?
Yeah, so how do they learn when they learn Sanskrit? Yeah.
We learn the text, some hints
from a text, or
we are given some hints, and they ask, we can say, the Bhagavad Gita, are you sure for yourself? The more how to read.
The concept is quite difficult.
Yeah.
Many forms.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, these boys, they did not know Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
by following the direction, very, very nicely, desire to be more.
But they don't learn how to inflect forms and so on.
Simply they have to learn the alphabet.
Alphabet, but not
Then
they write their own mind. And so.
He has given the direction, this is made by him, how to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then by practice it comes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have any kirtana or something?
Oh, yeah. Why not? You want to hear?
Yes, so much.
Ah, yes. 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 So you are in Bhakta. You are a devotee.
Well, that's how I
say it. Yes, yes. Very good.
Well, but,
so, yes, but
well, I'm studying and I'm, well, I'm attracted by many
scholars. Not studying, there are many scholars, they're studying. Mm-hmm. But you have said about how you wanted to hear people. That is the sign of bhakta. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parvati. Tanmanne Adhita Uttam. Uttam, Tanmanne. He has studied, yeah.
In India, what is your center? Do you have any headquarters?
Yes, I have got center in Vrindavan.
Huh?
Yes, in Manavadvip. I was, after my return from family, I was staying at Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
From 1956. Then in 1965, I came to America.
Mm-hmm.
Why is also different?
Nothing is different than spiritual action.
Then, you can even, that's all you need about that. Thank you. Do you like this kirtan?
Yeah. But I'm used to in Sweden.
So, you are a devotee, kindly cooperate with us. And over that, Krishna consciousness, you are educated, your world will be accepted more than ours.
Out of one of these books,
yeah.
We have
John
Hill, yeah. From
Germany. Yes, all the books are there.
We put this in tomorrow. You have spoken to him?
I think I've spoken on the phone.
Yes, on the phone.
He's on the trip, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, tell me your
job. And what is your full name?
Paul Sivinason.
Paul Sivinason.
S-U-N-E-S-O-N.
Swedish.
Yes.
So he can attend our meeting. He can introduce. Let him know.
Yes, we're having a meeting, as you know, tomorrow night at Stockholm University.
Yes, I hope we'll be coming. Yes.
If you would you be kind enough for us to give an introductory lecture or praise or appreciation of our meeting, our Srila Prabhupada's teachings in front of the audience?
I hope I can come, but I can't say for sure.
Well, you're kind of invited. That goes on.
Yes. I'll try to come. That would be at the university.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. 7:30.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to come. And do you think this one? Mm-hmm. Think I could?
Yes.
I think they have it here.
We are getting the consignment. Now there was only one copy.
This is the only copy you have.
Yeah. But if you want to read overnight, then you can take. You can return tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if I don't care. First of all, I can wait, but if then I get a copy of it.
I'm giving some prasad. Bengali?
Yes, this thing, and hymns, kirtans in Bengali.
We sing in Bengali?
Oh, yes.
Almost most in Sanskrit.
No, Bengali is Hanuman. Mm-hmm. Hari Hari, Ji Pale, Ganama Gwai. Manushka Ganama Paiya, Radha Krishna, Radha Jiya. Janiya, Sumiya, Vishakai. You have got harmonium here?
Yeah. I'm not a Thai.
Give me water.
Thank you.
नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर नरोत्तम दास कहे ना खेलियो रंगा पाए तुम्हें बिना क्या से आवा नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सिंह हरी हरी भी पले जमा हुए माय डियर लॉर्ड आई सेड टू आई सेड माय टाइम भी पले विदाउट एनी प्रॉफिट बिकॉज आई गॉट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ but I missed the opportunity for worshipping Radha Krishna. Manusha janama paya Radha Krishna na bhuji. And by doing this, I have taken poison knowingly. Janiya, suniya, bishapa. Then, golokera bhuji premodhana kridama khankita. This Ram Sankirtan is not any material thing. It is the ecstatic love of Krishna in the Gauravrinda. Golokera Premadhana Harina. Rotina Janina Karata. But I have no attachment for this Harikirtan. Vishaya Vishanari Divanishi Hiyala. My heart is always burning in material existence. Toribare nakinu, but I did not make any means by which I can get out of it. Vrajanda Nandana Jai Sachisita Vaila Sai. Formerly, the same personality of Lord Krishna who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, he had again appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. And Balaram Hiranita, and Balaram had appeared as the Tanandra. So their business is Papi Papi Jato Sila Harinanudha. All sorts of sinful men and materially suffering men, all of them have been delivered by these two brothers, Gaur-Nisa, by preaching the Sankirtan movement. They have delivered all kinds of sinful men. The evidence is Javayana. Mahaprabhu Nanda Sutta Vrita Bhanu Sutta, my Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, you are now standing with Radharani, the daughter of King Samhan. So it is my appeal. Koruna Parahoyva, kindly be kind of us. Narottama Dasathaya, Narottama Dasathaya said, don't keep me out. I am no other shelter. Please say. There are many very appealing songs in Vaishnava literature.
How old is this one?
It's about 250 years. There are many songs on Narottama Dasathaya. Gauranga bolite hare, pulaka shari, hari hari bolite na yane bhavini. Aare kave nitai sa, paruna khalile, samishar vasana mor kave, tuccha hare. Vishaya chariya kave sutra hare mor, kave ham he rava sri vinda. Rupa raghunata kave hai vyakuti, kave ham bruja vase jiva lakhi. That's all the songs. Gauranga guti pada jara dhana sampada sridhani bhakti rasa sa. Many songs. Bhakuna Thakur sa. Then Ratabdasa go sa. Lachandasa sa. Parama karuna pahadu hi jana nitai gaura chandra. Sava avatara sara sivamani kevala ananda kam. Vajo vajo bhai chaitanya nitai suviro vishyaso kori. Vishaya chariya sirasu madhiya mukhe bolo hari hari. Very simple, Bengal. Especially Narottama Thakur's son, they have been approved by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as Vedic evidences. Although it's in Bengal, they are full of Vedic authority. Anna devasraya nai tamare kahiru bhai sai si bhakati paramokta. What is that? Sanagati.
Oh, Mahajan Giti.
There are so many sounds. So, you have devotional tendency. Develop it. Make your life successful. That is my humble suggestion. Manasya jivana paiya radha krishna na hojiya janiya sumiyan. Anyone who has got this human form of life, he does not engage himself in developing Krishna consciousness. Then he is drinking poison mainly. Janiya suniya visaphaim. Visa means poison. A great opportunity in this human life. That is our mission. That these modern civilizations, they have created such entanglement that people are rotting and they're losing the opportunity of this human form. Only on the basis of this bodily concept of life. Jasnaka buddhi kunapeti dhatuti sadhik kalatra visibhoma hijyati yatti sa buddhi salirena parhisi janesu avidnesu sayava gopa. By order of our superiors, we are trying to introduce. But we are very unhappy seeing these people that are spoiling their life with the bodily concept of life. He does not know what is going to happen next life, but there is a next life. That's a fact. As we have past life, as child, as boy, as young man, similarly we have past life also. But this simple truth, they cannot understand. Or there is no attempt in the educational field.
Are you working all in what countries in Europe?
Eh?
In what countries in Europe are you working on besides Scandinavia?
In Germany, Germany, France, and England, Holland, everywhere.
Yeah. But this is Europe's impossible.
Yes, matter of fact, we have a devotee in East Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
The club is very good, but because the government doesn't allow it. But we just keep Sushaya's head, and he's chanting.
Oh.
He's reading our books.
But nobody has interfered with him.
Well, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling you about this.
But
the devotees we have in East Berlin. We have a devotee in East Berlin.
Oh.
Chanting and keeps the shade head.
Do you know Professor Kotowski?
Kotowski, no.
In Moscow, he's a Sanskrit. Head of the Royal Society.
Kotowski.
He's a Srila Prabhupada, also met him one time in Moscow.
Yeah.
When we are talking, I asked him one question. Professor Kotowski, you are communist. I am this man. What is the defense of philosophy? Because you have to accept one authority, leader. So you have accepted Lenin as leader. We have accepted Krishna as leader. So where is the defense on the principle? So he could not answer.
Mm-hmm.
But he very much appreciated it. So where is the defense between the two principles? But now we have to consider. Whether the leadership of Lenin is good or the leadership of Krishna is good. That's general. But you have to accept one leader. You cannot do without leader. That is not possible.
Well, to some extent.
No, anyone calling so many philosophy or ism, he has got leader.
Mm.
That you cannot avoid. The Buddhists are they following the Buddha? The Christians, they're following like Jesus Christ. Parvati, they're following Mama. And similarly, the communists, they're following Lenin or Marx. How do you?
Marx. Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
But it was in Sweden or perhaps most people, they don't follow anybody. I mean, I
they follow. They know at least one follows himself. You see that? Don't follow anyone means he follows himself. He has got a particular philosophy. And he believes.
Well, naturally everybody has some kind of idea, I mean, how to live this life.
But that will not help us.
But,
unless we accept the real leader, the perfect personality who can give us perfect knowledge, and there is no success. That is our pleasure. tadvijjanartham sarabhumeva avigachet tamipani sotriyam brahmanishtam tadvidhi panipati na palipasne na sevaya upadashanti tadvijjano jnanino tattva darshino. We have to approach a person who has seen the truth in reality. Then our life is success. That is David Nelson. That is fact. Unless you know, just like you are a teacher and professor. So therefore, people are coming to you to learn. How can you say that he can follow his own pleasure? He's telling his school father, he's taking lessons from the teacher. One has to follow. The selection may be right or wrong, that's generally. But one has to select.
Well, one has to acquire knowledge.
Yes, therefore, if you have to acquire knowledge, we must go to a person who does not commit mistake, who is not illusion. There are four defects in the conditioned soul. To commit mistake, to become illusion, to cheat others, and imperfectness of senses. One may declare himself that his perfective knowledge, but his senses are imperfect. So how he can call himself that he has got the perfect knowledge by speculating method? The instrument which is using for speculation, that instrument itself is imperfect.
Well, normally our knowledge will be imperfect.
Normally,
our knowledge is imperfect in one way or another.
But how is it perfect?
Imperfect.
Yes. Yeah. Imperfect knowledge, one has got imperfect knowledge. How can be less than perfect?
No, but you can still give something.
That's not right to get something, but that is not perfect.
Well, but there are different kinds of knowledge and...
No, our principle is to get perfect knowledge from the Supreme Personality of God. He is above this defects. Vedāhaṁ samitkītāṁ vattvāṁ and the kind of the verse. Actually, find out that part. Bahuni ni janmani, gatitani kabuchajana.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Bahuni me gatitani janmani kabuchajana. Tanya hangi vasalvani, natpangi tatparandaka. The Blessed Lord said, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
But.
In the Brahma Sangita, we have information of many incarnations of the Lord. It is stated there, Adhivaita Machyutamana Dimananta Rupam Ajama Purana Purushang Navayo Manamcha Vede Shudur Dabamadhul Dabamatma Bhakto Govindamari Purushang Tamaham Prajani. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, or Krishna, who is the original person, absolute, infallible, without beginning.
Infallible. Infallible is what it is. Achyut.
Although expanded into unlimited forms, still the same original, the oldest, and the person always appearing as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful, all-knowing forms of the Lord are usually understood by the best Vedic scholars, but they are always manifest
to pure unalloyed devotees. It is also stated in the Brahma Sangha, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makarud Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Svayam Samabhavat Paramahumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Pajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Krishna, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Rama, Nrsimha, and many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead, known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also. Unquote. In the Vedas also it is said that the Lord, although one without a second, nevertheless manifests himself in innumerable forms. He is like the Vaidurya stone, which changes color, yet still remains one. All those multi-forms are understood by the pure and alloyed devotees, but not by a simple study of the Vedas. Vede tu durlapam adhurlapam atma bhakto. Devotees like Arjuna are constant companions of the Lord, and whenever the Lord incarnates, the associated devotees also incarnate in order to serve the Lord in different capacities. Arjuna is one of these devotees, and in this birth it is understood that some millions of years ago, when Lord Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to the sun god Vivaswan, Arjuna, in a different capacity, was also present. But the difference between the Lord and Arjuna is that the Lord remembered the incidents, whereas Arjuna could not remember. That is the difference between the parts and parcel living entity and the Supreme Lord. Although Arjuna is addressed herein as the mighty hero who could subdue the enemies, he is unable to recall what had happened in his various past births. Therefore, a living entity, however great he may be in the material estimation, can never equal the Supreme Lord. Anyone who is a constant companion of the Lord is certainly a liberated person, but he cannot be equal to the Lord. The Lord is described in the Brahma Sanghita as infallible, achyuta, which means that he never forgets himself, even though he is in material contact. Therefore, the Lord and the living entity can never be equal in all respects, even if the living entity is as liberated as Arjuna. Although Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord, he sometimes forgets the nature of the Lord, but by the divine grace, a devotee can at once understand the infallible condition of the Lord, whereas a non-devotee or a demon cannot understand this transcendental nature. Consequently, these descriptions in the Gita cannot be understood by demoniac brains. Krishna remembered acts which were performed by him millions of years before, but Arjuna could not, despite the fact that both Krishna and Arjuna are eternal in nature. You may also note herein that a living entity forgets everything due to his change of body, for the Lord remembers because he does not change his satchidananda body. He is advaita, which means there is no distinction between his body and himself. Everything in relation to him is spirit, whereas the conditioned soul is different from his material body. And because the Lord's body and self are identical, his position is always different from the ordinary living entity, even when he descends to the material platform. The demons cannot adjust themselves to the transcendental nature of the Lord, as the Lord explains in the following verse. Then the next verse. Ajoti san narayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam apishtaya sangvavadya tamarya.
So this Bhagavad Gita at least should be introduced in all colleges. Professor Dimas has said on it. Yes.
It is quite widely read, the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is quite widely read.
Yes, we should actually read that in the next
one. Yes, yes. Professor. But it is quite widely read, and many.
Okay. But one thing is that other Bhagavad Gita, they have interpreted in their own place.
Mm-hmm.
Not as it is. There is a difference. Mm-hmm. Just like you must have read Bhagavad Gita by Radha Krishna.
You know,
and the first verse is the ninth chapter. Krishna says, just think of me, become my devotee, and worship me upon me, as far as me senses. Narayana Tama, it is not to Krishna, you see. Have you seen it?
Yes, sir. No.
No, he said, he misinterprets that this is not to the person Krishna.
Yes. So, but Radha Krishna is my knowledge and so, but his interpretation
is knowledge.
But his interpretation is
why he should interpret in that way. Krishna personally says that you become my devotee. And he says it is not to Krishna because why? He has no right to say that. This way, these people mislead. If he is commenting on Bhagavad Gita, he must present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why he gives his own opinion? If I say, give me a glass of water, how you can say, no, it is not to him? How you can say? Is that very good thing? Again, Hare Krishna has done. Krishna says, one more of Bhagavad Gita. He says, it is not to Krishna person. You see? Do you think he has got the right to do so?
No, but I don't think Radha Krishna's commentary is
they are
incorrect also.
Yes, he has done this.
Mm-hmm.
You can see from...
That is a translation by Franklin Edgerton of the Bhagavad Gita.
A translation is all right, but his commentation is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Translation is all right. I know. That's very nice. It is done by some Englishman, eh?
Well, that's one. That's one. Also, it's Edgerton. It was an American first comment.
The translation is a good translation. But he comments like it. Let us have a water garden. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked that he was hearing, he did not speak anything. He said, yes, I am understanding the original verse of the Vedanta very clearly. But you are trying to cover the meaning, that's why I am puzzled. This is the business of the Mayavadi. They simply puzzled, that's all.
Who of the Mahaprabhu?
Mayavadi.
Mayavadi, mm-hmm. Yes.
You also told me that it is very difficult to understand the juggler way of preferences. That's all right. Thank you. Given this garland.